Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of his imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we come to the conclusion of our series on the twin brothers, Jacob and Esau. As we come to the end of our study today, we'll examine the prophetic passages that lead up to today and see how what is happening in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Please take your Bibles and let's go to the little prophetic book of Obadiah.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Go to the book of Obadiah. Now, this is a prophecy. We're moving and making a transition from history into prophecy. The first part of Obadiah is history. The last part is prophecy. Notice what it says. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen, and thou art greatly despised. Verse 3, the pride of thy heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. This is history. Because where did these Edomites go to live? They went to live in a place called Petra. Let me explain what it's talking about here. Let's say this front aisle right here is the king's highway. This is the way of the kings and the merchants coming out of Africa on their way to the Persian Gulf. The king's highway came right by the entrance of Petra. Let's say this aisle right here is the Sikh, C-I-Q. That is an Arabic word meaning high, narrow gorge. This Sikh is about a mile and a third long. At some points, it's as wide as my arm span. It expands out to about 30 feet. It's about anywhere from 300 to 500 feet high. And this is the only entrance into Petra that you can get into this impregnable city. This is where the Edomites under Esau went to live. What they would do, they were notorious for killing the merchants and stealing from them. The merchants would come by the king's highway. They would run out the Sikh. They would rob the merchants. And then you can see the narrowness of the Sikh or the gorge getting into the city is so narrow they could put three or four men here and hold off an army. But should they get inside the Sikh, which is 25 square miles, the cliffs in there are 2,000 feet high. Some man-made caves, some God-made caves. And they like eagles nesting in the clefts of the rock would hide there. That's what Obadiah says. You're proud because you think nobody can bring you down. Nobody. But God had a plan. The only friends to the Nabataeans, to the Edomites was the Nabataeans from Saudi Arabia. They're the famous stone carvers. If you've ever been to Petra, you see the results of their work. As you get into Petra, right there at the entrance is the treasury building, five stories high, carved in the sandstone with the colors of the rainbow. As the sun moves across the sky, the colors change. It's majestically beautiful. They were the only friends of the Edomites. And they got together for a banquet. Go over to verse 7 of the book of Obadiah, which is going to tell us exactly how they turned on their good friends, the Edomites. Verse 7 of the book of Obadiah. And all the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding of them. God is going to run the Edomites out of Petra, and the Nabataeans will take over. This is 500 years before the birth of Christ. They go out, make a westward turn, they cross the Jordan Valley, they go into southern Judah, and they become the Idumeans. Idumeans. That's what Herod the Great was, an Idumean. They're descendants of Esau. And there they establish another kingdom. They, however, are going to face judgment because Bible prophecy says these people will come to judgment. Once they got there, they became powerful. In fact, Herod the Great, supposedly the king of the Jews, appointed all high priests. It wasn't done halakhically through the Jewish law. And he comes to power. It's 70 AD. The Romans under General Titus come in to wipe out the Jewish people. They're going to destroy the temple. They're going to devastate the city. They're going to disperse the Jews to the four corners of the earth. Coming to the aid of the Jewish people are their cousins, the Idumeans. Titus was successful. He disperses Jews to four corners of the earth. He disperses the Idumeans, the Edomites, the descendants of Esau, to the Balkans, to a place called Bosnia, where they would go to live and start a community. But God's judgment is going to be upon them. Let me tell you, let me jump over to 1917. General Allenby, he's leading the British forces in the Jezreel Valley. They defeat the Turks. They come into Jerusalem. There's going to be a mopping up exercise in Jerusalem. General Allenby hears the Turks are going to surrender. He gets ready for them to surrender. He gets on his white horse. He rides up to the Jaffa Gate. As he approaches the gate, dismounts from his horse. Now, I know this story because of Bertha Spafford. She was the youngest daughter of Horatio Spafford, who wrote the song, "It's Well With My Soul." He was a missionary in Jerusalem. They were on the terrace of the hotel overlooking the Jerusalem Museum, where there on the steps of the museum, the surrender was to take place. As General Allenby rode up, dismounts, gets off his horse, the aide said, "Sir, aren't you going to the surrender ceremony?" He said, "I am." He said, "Why did you get off your horse?" He said, "Because one day my Savior Jesus Christ will ride a white horse into this city." He said, "I'm going to walk." He walked in. He gets the surrender from the Ottoman Turkish Empire. And then he has a responsibility. He sees a man over there who's the highest Muslim cleric. "I've got to name a mayor of Jerusalem. Mr. Husseini El Husseini, you're going to be the mayor." "Well, that's a cute boy that you have with you. What's his name?" "Aman El Husseini." "Oh, that's your nephew." That's 1917. Aman El Husseini grows up. He goes to Mecca and Medina, makes the Hajj. He's called the Hajj Aman El Husseini. He becomes the Mufti of Jerusalem, the highest ranking Muslim in all of the Middle East. He gets a communique from Adolf Hitler. It's now the early 40s. Adolf Hitler says, "Come join me to the solution to the Jewish people." Hajj Aman El Husseini, Hitler's Mufti, the name of a book written by two University of California professors, goes and he gets the word from Adolf Hitler. "Here's the plan. I put up a 1,000,000-watt radio station, the most powerful radio station in the world. It's off the coast of Monaco." By the way, today that's Transworld Radio. Today it was a Nazi communication center. "Go on that radio station. Call for the Muslims of the world to rise up and kill the Jews." It's recorded at the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. He goes on. "For the honor of Allah, Muslims of the world, rise up and kill the Jews." And then Adolf Hitler says, "You know how I've been winning these wars in Europe? With a blitzkrieg. A blitzkrieg, I put my army in the form of a V. At the apex of the blitzkrieg, I put the elite commando unit from Bosnia. And they go in to take over the country. Get your commando unit from Bosnia. Go back to Israel." He goes back. And there in Israel, the Bosnian elite commando units in the War of Independence try to destroy the Jewish people. It's their heritage. They fail. Oh, by the way, the Hajj Aman El Husseini, he had a nephew whose name was Yasser Arafat. Do you understand what I've just told you? Yasser Arafat. Hajj Aman El Husseini, Husseini El Husseini, Herod the Great, Haman, Agag, Amalek, Esau, all wanting to kill Jews. Malachi chapter 1 says, the Edomites will say, "We will return. We will build." And God says, "I'll call your borders the borders of wickedness, because I have indignation against you forever." Ezekiel chapter 35, there's a judgment pronounced, listen, against Mount Seir, where the Edomites went to live. Because you killed your brothers and stole their land, I will wipe you out as if you've never been. Have you still got Obadiah? Look at the last couple of verses and we'll close. Last couple of verses, verse 15. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, so it shall be done unto thee. Thy word shall be returned unto thy own head. Look at verse 16. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain. The holy mountain is the temple mount of the city of Jerusalem. Does that mean these Edomites will go up on the temple mount and get drunk drinking Jack Daniels or something? No. It means like Zechariah 12:2, they will become intoxicated with power. Yasser Arafat, when he was in charge, stopped Bill Clinton from making a trip onto the Temple Mount, intoxicated with power. The Edomites, the Palestinian people today, stopped the Jews from going on the Temple Mount. Look what will happen here, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion, that's Jerusalem, shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness in the house of Jacob, that's the Jewish people, shall possess their possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau the stubble. And they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. What's going to happen? When Jesus Christ, look up here, please. When Jesus Christ comes back to Jerusalem, the Jewish people get all the promises he promised them. And the Edomites, the descendants of Esau, the Palestinian people of today, are the stubble in the flame, and they're burned up. Jeremiah 49:18, they'll be as Sodom and Gomorrah, because Obadiah said, you burned my temple down, you will pay. The history and the prophecy of the Palestinian people, the Middle Eastern conflict that will break into a full-blown war, only to be dealt with when Jesus Christ comes. And this is the only time in history we've been just like this. We're alive in the time. How do you deal with that knowledge? Father, thank you for this awesome book, an amazing book, articulate book, accurate book, a book that deals with the days in which we're living, a divine description of the days of destiny. All of this information, Father, is so key to our understanding of the times in which we're living and then how we live in these times. Thank you for your word and its exhortation to us eagerly to await the rapture of the church, the next main event in God's calendar of activities. In that precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
I mentioned earlier, this is the only time in history that these two peoples, the Israelis and the Palestinians, have been in a situation that world leaders seem to think that they must do everything to resolve it. This is the end of the story of Jacob and Esau. The prophecies focused on these two brothers are about to be fulfilled at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Next week, we'll begin a new Bible prophecy study on modern-day Iraq, which is biblical Babylon. You don't want to miss this very important study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...